Pashas Tazria Mitzera deals obviously with the Nyanim of Tsaras and Tumas Tsaras and so on. Chazal speak about Lashon Hara as being the Avera that Tsaras comes on. On the Pashto Pshat, it's a very bad Avera, it's a Beram Chavera, it's very Pogea. And it's a sort of mida connected mida. I'd like to try to understand a little bit of a deeper nekuda in Tsaras in Lashon Hara b'meila, which goes to a much deeper inyan than just the nezek to the person. In other words, Lashon Hara, normally a person is mazik somebody else. It hurts the other person. It causes a loss of money. It's something which is a part of the Hilchos Mazikin. But first of all, the inyanim, there are three types of people that their inyan goes together. The Emayit Katan, the third Perik, Avul, and Menuda, and Metzera, all three go together. In other words, all the anhagis that are noyheg in one of them is noyheg the other. One or two exceptions, but Baifin Kalali, the Gemara assumes that it's the same. So, Menuda is a type of punishment, applies to many things, the 24 things in which we're menada people for. Avelus Bichlal didn't do any Aveira whatsoever. So it's just a sign of tsar. It's three things, three inyanim that are difficult, but the tzad hashava is a little bit hard to understand. Well, what is the tzad hashava in this hanhaga? And the most boiler of them is this hanhaga of Barad Yeshev. It's something which is noyheg. And Avul is also Barad Yeshev. The Pasuk in Eicha says Barad Yeshev v'yidoyim, and Avul is Yidoyim. It's not, it's part of that same Hanhaga, and the other Hanhagas are sort of ancillary to it. They're part of, you know, it's the torn clothing, the unkempt hair, all of it is a Barad Yeshev. In other words, a person who's together in a yishuv has to look respectable, has to be min a yishuv. Those dan hagis that are many dan hagis at least, that his torn begodim, his roish perua, that's sort of the they are characteristic of somebody who doesn't live with the yishuv. The is a pasuk in Eicha. It says Yeshev Bodad V'Yidoyim Yitol Olav, not Al Olav. It's a pasuk describing a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu sitting alone, Kaviyochel being Misabel. And Chazal Darshan that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel was Chayke V'Derish, what's in Yoni Avelos, and he does it. So the pasuk is a negative pasuk. The pasuk is telling me on Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's tzar, when it's not good. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Minayin shafilu echad yoshev," and he's showing a levad that he gets his noit laschar. So it says because it says yoshev barad v'yidom, not al olav, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu kilu provides him schar. Very hard to understand why a pasuk which deals with a bad thing is now being used for good thing. The pasuk describes the kashbaruch mishas chorben and kaviyach kashbaruch misoyne and so on. It's one thing when you take a pasuk and the pasuk is talking about good things and you extend it to other things. Here it's mamish menakotze lakotze. The pasuk is telling me we are Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset with Klal Yisrael, angry, is mourning in them, and the pasuk says this is how we know Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person schar for sitting and learning, even if it's alone. It's a bit of a tema. One more nekuda about nidui that I'd like to try to touch on. The Sfarnu says in Brachos It says B'chor Yaakov Ruvein. Rashi says that he was re-included and so on. And so the Sforno says that the only person that can be menada someone is a gadol hador. He learns it up pshat in the Gemara. It says Oyum Erois that when the shliach has to come, when shliach bezin comes, he menada somebody. He has to say who's sending him to be menada. The pshat in the Gemara is lav dafkad. Others learn differently. It's that he has to tell him who's being menada, so which bez is mati, and so on. He learns he has to be menada because only b'shem the chacham gadol, or there has to be great weight to the person's being menada. No other function in bez din do you need to have more than the Torah designated. If the Torah said three people are dandin and mamonis, you can't come along and saying, well, this is a $1 billion deal, I need a bezin of chav gimel for it. Maybe it's nefashis, maybe, but other than that, you can't say, I want more, different, I want to know who the gdolim are. Any bezin is in bezin kavua. There's a seder of how to have maim in a bezin. That nidui is a chur, one of the punishments, one of the instruments of bezin, and why would you need that? Like I said, other Rishonim learn differently. Pshat Balak Kaponim, he says a very interesting pshat over here. Bechlal, nidui is something that's a very mysterious topic, but one would expect the halachas. There are halachas of nidui, a lot of halachas. It's a sugya in it's a whole sugya in a half a perek in Ma'ikot, like we said before, which is something that it tells me all those halachas. One would expect the halachas of nidui to be in Sanhedrin. Isakin Mamre, something like along those lines. It's another tool of a Bezdin, of a Sanhedrin, to be Menada and so on. It's constantly used that, in that Lashon. It's used, Bezdin would rather they give Malkus instead of Nidui, Nidui instead of Malkus, and so on. The Rambam brings Hilchas Nidui in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So, it's true that one of the niduyim is for bimevazet hamichachamim, but then there's 24. The Rambam brings 24 of them, and it's oisim locha berav pesach achatzis, and so on. A lot of the things over here, 24 different halachas. Why agav grura in Hilchos Talmud Torah? I understand that in Sanhedrin you bring it. This is one of the things, and you bring it here. The Agav Gror of 24 things we mivaze chacham is a little bit of stress. Why did he dump it? It may left it to be the end of the of Mishnah Torah. There's no other place. So he puts it in. This is the beginning. So one of the einshim that Bezna has. You have Arba Mises. You have Marcus. You have Marcus Martus. Nidu Shamta, and so on and so forth. So, we'll try a little bit to understand this parsha, which includes nidui and mitzera in a certain way. There is a klal, and avelus expresses a certain inyan of tsar that's similar to it. So let's start from this inyan itself of nidui, really, because that's the sheresh of things. It says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yom Aloch Yud Aleph, says all the different people that are Pekarsim, Mumrim, Machtiya Rabim, different categories of people that are Bechek Holm Haba. Then he says like this, Yud Aleph, HaPirish Midarkei Tzibo, Afa Pishtav Averis, a person who is Pirish Midarkei Tzibur, even though he hasn't done any averis, ela nivdal madas Yisrael, he separates from Das Yisrael. Veina oisem mitzvahs bechlolon, lo nichas mitzarosam esanim tanisam, ela hoylech bedarke ke echad megayar rotzis, ukula einu mehen, einu chelak olam haba. So there's something. It's almost an a steer mnei obey. L'mashal, if somebody would say on one of the other ones, l'mashal, it says apikorisim. So if it would say apikoris afa b'shalav averis, we would say that's ridiculous. Apikoris is a category of somebody who's over big averis. So what does it mean? Hapiris nakitzibur afa b'shalav averis. Is a piris nakitzibur muta or also? Is it muta piris nakitzibur or not? Is there a chiyuv to listen to a tzibur when the guy is a tainis? The answer is yes. That's hilchas tainis. Hilchas Tainis is that there's a chiyuv on klal to be mizayik and so on. That's like all mitzvahs on a klal. Just like there's a mitzvah to be safe for shmita and yovelis, it's in on the klal. So if somebody doesn't listen, doesn't partake of it, he's over an avera. So what does the Rambam mean? So probably what he means is the avera of not being mishtatev in the tainis is a relatively minor avera. In other words, you can't say lose a chelek or mahaba for not being mishtatev in the tainis. If a person eats in tainis because he's hungry, or he's tempted by the food or whatever it is, he wouldn't go into this kalal. A person like it's sibur avsha averis means that the nekuda over here has nothing to do with the avera shabai. And he says, he describes it, Nivdal me'adas Yisrael, he doesn't see himself a castle, ve'in oise mitzvahs b'chlolon, v'loi nichnas b'tzaroson, v'loi mis'ane b'tanison. It's not that he doesn't fast because he likes to eat, and he doesn't feel that the tainus, if somebody eats chas v'shalom, chmot zayin yom kippur, he says a chilchum haba. But if somebody eats on a tainis that they were geyser on for kshamim, the person doesn't get a chelkom haba. He says the point is v'loy nichnas b'tzoroson v'loy mis'anem tanisan ela hoylech b'darka ke'echad megoy aretz u'kul eina mehen. In other words, the person understands religion, understands yahadus to be a personal thing between me and Hashem. So, the question is, what's good in the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a person supposed to do good and to be good? Supposed to do all the mitzvahs, carrying all the mitzvahs, stay away from all the averus. And now, what about belonging to Chayisol? Well, if you need the chizuk, good, if not. But, you know, I'm fine myself and I can take care of it myself. That's a person that doesn't have a chelkom haba. That's what Ram says. In other words, he describes it. A person like Ziv of Averis, he wasn't even Averis. It's not that he ate Natinus. He says, I'm a French Jew. I belong to French people. I'm part of France. I believe very strongly in Torah and Tariq Mitzvahs. And I'm a Kayim et Chomayru Chol Nafshi. Still, the person doesn't have chelkom haba. So the Rambam here is being koivea, a certain halacha of another dimension of Torah, in the broader definition of what it means that a person has a chelkom haba, and it is being part of Klal Yisrael. What's that inyan? What's the inyan we're talking about? So, the hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to this world through the vehicle of Yisrael. In other words, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, no one knows what would have been without a Merishin. It's really a moot point. They're not going to get anyone. Once the world was established, that Klal Yisrael would be the Noisei Degel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, then all Hashpos L'Toiv go only through Klal Yisrael. And every single person is a chelek of Klal Yisrael, and as much as he's a chelek of Klal Yisrael, that's what he gets. So let's take a mashal. If I take a look at a person, and I say to myself, you know, this person is a very, very healthy person. his kidney is a very, very healthy kidney. I don't know why the kidney is not functioning. I can't see anything wrong with the kidney, and the person b'chol yusa is very healthy. It's a pella. Well, why isn't it working? Let's say I take this very, very healthy, let's take a different case. I take this very, very healthy kidney, and I cut it out of the person, and I let it stand on its own. It doesn't stand on its own. It has no kiyum on its own. It has no metzius on its own. Because a kidney can be molechias when it's part of a chai. If it's not part of a chai, then it has no chias, and it's nothing. That is the tsura of Klal Yisrael. Baal Tanya, when he speaks about it, in first or second parak, he talks about that every part of Klal Yisrael is yonik, just like every chelik of the guf. Even a tzipirin is yonik from the chias of that person. He speaks about the moichin of the person, and so on. So too, every single person, Klal Yisrael, is yonik from the shevish of the hashpah. The hashpah to the world and to the individual is only through the organism of Klal Yisrael. That is the metzias of a how the world is set up. So going back to that Rambam of Perish and Akit Sibur, it's not that you don't get, when he says you don't have a chel kol haba, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you schar. Even the dogs got schar for leichat skelv zeshoinoi. Whatever it is that you did, you get schar for. But you're not a chelik of Artes Achaim. You don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're the world's greatest tzaddik that ever lived, you don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael, and if you are a chelik of Klal Yisrael, you have a chelik mitoicham. So Le'olam Yirsha Aretz is the same thing. Klal Yisrael gets Olam Haba as a chelik, as a nachla. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has a nachla, and only in Klal Yisrael has a nachla. So when a person tries to go in it on his own, so even if the kidney is the healthiest kidney that ever was, the minute it's cut out of the body, it's mace. This Sfarno says it by Ish Echod Yechta, I'll call it the Yiktsoif. So he says that it's the Akedah says. The Akedah says over there. The Akedah says Ish Echod Yechtev, I'll call it the Yiktsoif. So the Akedah says that it's like an Aver Hamedoldel. And he says an extraordinary point going both directions. He speaks about the Inya of Nidui and Shamt and so on. He says the tool of Nidui works as follows. We are responsible for everything and anything within Klal Yisrael. Just like in a body. The body can be very, very healthy, and if the kidney is not healthy, whatever illness the kidney has will affect the entire body. If you cut out that Ava that's sick, then the rest stays okay. So Nidui is a form of cutting out something from Klal Yisrael, and Bemela, it saves Klal Yisrael. I am no longer Dami Beroishe, I'm no longer responsible for this person, and Bemela doesn't affect anyone else either. That's what the Akedah says over there. So so we understand a new Havana, new Tfisa, in the musig of Nidui. Nidui is not a punishment in the regular sense of the word. It's cutting somebody out from the klal, chas v'shalom. And that's why it's an extraordinary punishment. If I can give a mashal, a person, the mashal in a home, has a child who misbehaves, so there's a wide array of punishments which I can administer to the child, which will be mechanechim. It will set him to the derech hayishara. I'm going to put pressure on him this way, that way, the other way, and so on. When Rachman Atzan, a person makes a decision to remove a child from a house, it means not, it's not another punishment. It's chas v'shalom you know, I can't, if you are connected to the klal, you are destroying the klal. If I cut you out, the klal is healthy. So nidui is a type of einish. The musig of sitting aside, alone, disconnected, it's a way of disconnecting somebody from the klal. And it has two facets to it. On the one hand, like we saw here, it's a way of removing somebody who is, it's a way of removing somebody from the klal, not to damage the klal. Or it's an expression of a person removing himself from a klal. It's very interesting. In Pesach was a time when Klal Yisrael had no schusim, except Shleishinu, Shleishinam, and so on. The one schus Klal Yisrael had was the schus of belonging to Klal Yisrael. There was a haftacha, there was a shvua, and as long as Klal Yisrael was mitzuyanim, was unique, they understood themselves to be a unique entity, they would be nigal. So the most important mitzvah, the most important nekuda at that time, they couldn't get out on schusim. But as long as they were shayich to this entity called Klal Yisrael, it's like a corporation. Everyone who belongs to a corporation is part of a corporation, even though the corporation is something above all. Klal Yisrael was Klal Yisrael, and there were shvus and haftachis and the yemushu, and all of those were to Klal Yisrael. In as much as a person held on to Klal Yisrael, that was good. We tell the Rasha by the Haggadah is not a Rasha who is doing bad things and he's being punished for bad things. Lefisha Isatz Min HaKlal. The one, nobody was doing terribly good things on Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's Halol Avzer, Halol Avzer. But if the person says to himself, I might be worshipping Avodah Zarah, but I'm a Yisrael, That was enough on the night of Pesach to be Nitzal. But if the person said, why should I want to belong to Klal Yisrael, there he was cutting himself off from what was good. That's over there. So the Inyan of Nidui addresses that specifically. There are two different Eifanim of Chibur to Klal Yisrael. One is that a person receives his chiyus from the one on top of him, like the Balatanya speaks, just like the Moyach and sends chiyus to the rest of the guf, and there's a certain hierarchy of going from top to bottom. So too, a person, a Klal Yisrael is built with a skenim, the chacham on top, and their hashpa goes down and filters down through all the way through it. A person who is meired in skenim, a person who is meired in that, is cutting himself off from Klal Yisrael effectively. And if you take a look at the chav dalid in yanim, that a person is considered to be a person gets nidui. So being mevazet tamei chachamim is one of them. But in a certain sense, it is the shirish of many of them. In other words, the extricating yourself from authority is the, by and large, the biggest common denominator of all the Inyanim of Nidui over there. If you look at it, a big chalak of it has to do with it. So b'meila, the extricating itself from Tamir Chacham, Hilchas Talmud Torah deals an awful lot with what we would call Kvoy Tamir Chachamim. There's a certain Tzura and Seder Halimut. Hilchas Talmud Torah is not what, it's very, very, one or two halachas is what each person is supposed to learn. The vast majority of Hilchas Talmud Torah is Rav Talmud relationship. That's by far and away the greatest amount of halachas, because there's a certain seidah hadvarim of hashpa of chachma, and when a person follows it, he's part of Klal Yisrael in that sense. So one oifen that's mechayev in a person the inyan of that a person is menatik himself from Klal Yisrael is when a person removes himself from the authority of Klal Yisrael. Lamashal, if a person says, I want to be part of the community, it's a lovely community, people are very, very nice, but the hanhaga, the seichel and the das of the community has no ability to instruct me, that's effectively removing yourself from it. It's like, imagine aver that you cut off the nerves. So what? That it's attached to the body. It's not part of the body, and it will die away. It's not going to be able to keep living. So that's one oifen of nituk from Klal Yisrael, being moitzer from Klal Yisrael. A second oifen is that my maisim need to be in tandem with other people. I need to recognize the need to have these other people, and I need to recognize my achrayus towards other people. If the first one is vertical, this is a horizontal oifen. In other words, it is a just like the kidney, besides getting its own chiyus from its blood and nerves, it also has to interact with other ones. It's part of a big puzzle, and it both has to give and take from it. So it can't live on its own. It has to work integrated with the other elements. That's the second nekud of tzibur, and that is and that's where you have the perish min tzibur. A perish min tzibur, when I'm not meitzah with the tzar and so on and so forth, that's also a reason for a person where a person cuts himself from the klal. So, we have two inyanim that effectively remove a person from the klal. One inyan is where a person extricates himself from listening to authority. In other words, the mashpia milamala, he's menating himself from it. And b'meila, he's not listening to the head, to the heart, whatever it is. And the second one is on the horizontal level, where he's not working with others as well. And that's perish da'ak yitzibur. Those are two extraordinarily, they're not just chomedik averes. Those are yesodis of being part of Klal Yisrael. And being that all of which are, all the hashpahs of Hashpah is mashpia to Klal Yisrael, is mashpia through a klal, not through a prat. B'meila, a person who touches on either one of these two is uprooted from Klal Yisrael. The koyach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, both for authority and for horizontal chibur, is the koyach hadibur. It says, Basher Dvar Melech Shulten, that a Kohelet says the words of a king are his rule. A king rules by say-so. The reinforcement with a gun is takes away from Malchus. Betzim, that's Kiyadur Mimshala. When I force somebody else to do something I want, I'm not really ruling over him. I'm not really his king. There's no flow of Lamalamata. There's forcing somebody. When somebody takes a gun to me and forces me to give him something, do something, then it's not because I accept him as authority. It's because I'm making a choice that I'd rather live than have the money, whatever it is. Hashpa milamala mata comes through dibur. The chibur between people, to make people into a klal, that happens with dibur. the chibur between people is certainly dibur. I once said by in Sheva Brachas, in Dvai Haser, you say v'oz ilam b'shir yorei, that a mute person will burst into song, lasid lavei. So it's true. It's based on pasuk, but it also says oz yedalek piseach. Limping people will jump. You know, there'll be a wide range of wonderful things. Well, why did we pick, of all the things, we picked Ozil and Bishir Yorei by Chasna? So, someone said, I don't know if it's Pshat, but it definitely is correct. Of all the Inyanim that a person had, he was self-sufficient. Person could work the field, eat, and so on. The two inyanim were not self-sufficient without chava. There was the inyan of zivug naylada, that was one, and the second one was the inyan of dibur. There's no dibur, and you don't find dibur in the pasuk unless you have a person to talk to. Dibur's atzmius is a chibur between people. And b'meila, when you're celebrating a zivok, a bria of chava, that's a makom to say oz ilam b'shayorin. You remind yourself the opening up of a koyach hadibur, which will be metukan lasilavei. Bal kaponim diburim between people is the chibur. When the Mishnah says minayin afilu a yichidi that's yeshiva loymed. And so we asked, how do we bring in a pasuk that Betzim talks about Avelus? Because we didn't read the Mishnah correctly. The Mishnah is not starting with that. The Mishnah starts with two people that are learning Shechina Sheir B'neihem. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The mile of two people when there's Dibur Torah B'neihem, the Shechina Sheir B'neihem. Then the Mishnah says, a Yochid gets schar, but there is no shchina shruya. The real sense of the Mishnah is the dogish is on the second half, not on the second half as a conscious to the first half, not in its own right. The Mishnah is not coming and telling me the virtues of Hilchas Talmud Torah. Yes, the Mishnah says don't think that just because shchina is not shruya, there's no Talmud Torah. That's correct, but the Mishnah is definitely defining solitary learning as being very inferior, a whole different world than for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you schar, but the musik of Shechina Sheir B'neihem, that's only Shaykh by two. It appears that whenever you have the minimal for a tzibur, for a group, for a bigger entity than one, is two, and that's where you have a toich, the Shechina Sheir B'neihem, because it became a kli kibul for something else. Okay, so that's the Yeshiv Bodod and over there. The Koyach, when we speak about Lashon Hara, so there's Lashon Hara on one level, it obviously is a pgam that I hurt somebody else. I spoke Lashon Hara about somebody else, and therefore the person is hurt. So it's like mazik, it's like that gather. But that's only scratching the surface as to what Lashon Hara is. The Lashon Hara destroys the fabric of Dibur. Where Dibur is supposed to be a chibur between people, when you take Diburim and make Lashon Hara out of it, you've destroyed the ability for people to mischaber. Let's take it in a society where people talk about each other freely, you stop talking to anybody because you don't know what he'll say over from you, who is going to say what you said. So the collateral damage becomes that it's a group. It's a society that does not have, it's lost the ability to have a chibur through diburim. Since the diburim themselves have become destructive, then I've undermined the very ability to talk to the person. If you think a minute, we divide our interactions between, we'll call them business interactions. Business, I mean, any person where there's a certain tachlis. I don't trust this person 100%. I'm not opening up to the person. I'm not allowing myself to be vulnerable to the person. I'm going to say what I think he wants to hear and what I want to say. So just like when you write a contract, you don't write what you think, you know, what you feel. You write tachlis what you want to be mechayev. So I write only the words that I want it should be able to be held against me, that I should be accountable to. I'm not expressing myself in a contract. I'm holding myself liable. The diburim in the contract are liabilities. Everything I write there, I'm liable. Or the other person liable. But that's what it is. So the dibur of there is only a mechayev. That's all it is. When I'm with a chaver, I want to speak my heart out. And there I let myself go. And it allows me, the fact that I can express myself freely allows me to mishabit the other person. If the person is shemeah, I'm mishabit. If I'm paigim in that koyach, then I destroyed something extremely, it goes to the core of what the bria is. It's very interesting the way Chazal put it. Chazal asked, manishtana, why is a mitzvah different that has a din of yeshiv badat? So it's interesting because you have all these menudin that are also b'chin of yeshiv badat. You don't go chus demachne, but yeshiv badat. And the Chazal say because he came between ish and ishtoy and ish and chaveroy, it's because you broke up bonds, so you destroyed the ability to have a klal yisrael. Because if you don't have bonds with each other, there's no ability to have a klal yisrael. The dinim avelus. So an oval is misabel. So let's understand what the dinim avelus are. The personal tzad that a person has, he has without the Torah telling him to. If a person, the Gemara speaks about who's potter from Sukkot, somebody lost a lot of money. He has tzar, he has a lot of tzar, justifiably so. A person lost all of his money, he has a lot of tzar. And it's justifiable, nothing wrong with it. There are no halachas of how to be misabel. I mean, it's tzar, that's what it is. It's a little bit stranger to think about it. A person has in himself a tsar from the Olenu, from some of his nifta. So does the Torah need to impose more tsar on me? What is the Torah? What is the Torah giving me over here? What am I expressing with the avelus? I mean, when I have tsar, I don't sleep. I'm upset and so on. The answer is, I'm supposed to dehair more than the personal tsar. Vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, because every person is anchored with different kroivim, all of Klal Yisrael is anchored to each other through kroivim. When a person is missing a specific kariv, then the person needs to understand himself as being in that category of a yeshiv badat. The person needs to understand this being a pagam in much more than just a particular person that I enjoy spending time with. The person needs to inherit in the framework of Klaus and Mitzvahs. Whatever it brings to, whether it brings to a certain, to tshuva, to remaking other bonds, but at least it gives us, the Torah is giving us an understanding into the picture of what a person, when a person lost somebody, it's not just that tsar feels lost the person, he needs to understand that something has been nifgam in this etzem kesha to Klal Yisrael, and it needs some sort of tikkun, some sort of fixing, and so on. So, mitzayra and nidui and avol, they all have the same common denominator in that they all have been torn away to some degree, or tore themselves away, in the case of Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael, either nidui by moving away from people above, the people that are supposed to, whose instructions I'm supposed to follow, or the people with me that I'm supposed to work with, and so on. It's an understanding that goes, it's something which is a yesod in what a person is supposed to be and do. It's something that, because it transcends the world of mitzvahs per se and chiyuvim per se, that we're missing that dimension. We understand the mashal benon chaveri with its favoring of Chai, so we said this. Benon chaveri is a very, very important thing. Hurting people is terrible, helping people is wonderful. We give preference to people in Chai Yisrael because they're close to us, like family, so we help them first, and so on. That's our complete picture of it. We don't see, so the idea that a person needs to be part of a tzibur, the listening to authority, skenim, it's not just, you know, it's not because they have the power of dictatorship, and therefore there's the chiyuv to listen to skenim of an eder, is because we don't have a tsura of an eder, we don't have a tzibur, if we don't have a trickle down from the people higher up to us, like the Baal HaTanya says, the chiyus of the furthest part of the body is because it's connected to the body, and it means two things. It means there has to be some authority that's mechay of me. I don't have to think that the person knows better than me. I just have to think it's mechay of me, and it's a problem because Klal Yisrael once upon a time was one klal. And you had a melech, you had a Sanhedrin, and you had very clearly defined miskeinim and higim. And b'meila, being a zakeh mamre, was very clear what it meant. There was not much. There was a big etzahar, maybe. Obviously, if the halachas, there was the etzahar fit, but that's it. We don't have that story anymore today. We don't have a clearly defined klal. A, we don't have a klal that's mechayev everybody. And the other mini klalim, a mini klalim. So there's a small tzibur here, a small tzibur there, another tzibur, another tzibur, another tzibur. So a person does have a choice which tzibur to belong to. A person can belong to a tzibur of this choice, and there's room. There is no. That's part of Golas, is that we are, adarim, adarim. We're not one eder. But lemaisa, the musig of not belong to tzibur, and it includes both elements of it. If Lamashal, there's no authority that's mechayev me, that means I don't belong to a tzibur. That means I'm a nutter from Klal Yisrael. There are no loners. Klal Yisrael does not have room for loners. And b'meila, I've cut myself out. I don't want to compare it to the Russian Dagada, but it means that the person is mafki himself from the cloud. He's mitzvah klal. The same thing is true also in terms of mutual responsibility to a tzibur. So, lemashal, let's say this tzibur has a takana, or an unwritten takana. We don't do X, or we do Y. Now, let's say my hagasha is, I don't need that shmir. I don't need it. I can control myself, again, regarding whatever it is. And I'm right. I'm not talking about what a person is fooling himself. I'm right. Or I don't need to do this or that or the other thing. But if I don't think along those lines, then that's Parishna Ketzibur. And that means the person himself is dead no matter what. The question is not, this kidney is so healthy, it'll probably be able to make it on its own outside the body. There's no such thing. So even if it's healthy, even if this kidney is the healthiest they have in the body is sickly, and it's sort of chugging along, and somehow this kidney is very healthy. If I take it out, this kidney will be dead. And that's it. There is no makom for anything else but part of a tzibur. So if a person doesn't have a tzibur where he feels an achrayis, I'm not talking about being oisik in tzach tzibur even, which is important. But let's be more specific a little bit and understand the chiddush of Olam HaYeshivas. Before there was a yeshiva, before that the musig, before Volozhin, and even from Volozhin till the Alta Slabodka was the next big stage, the development was that a yeshiva became more and more of an organic whole. So once upon a time, there was a base medrash. Everybody learned what he wanted to learn. and does it. So that created yechidim. It didn't create a tzibur, didn't get a klal, and b'meila each person was on his own. The chiddush of creating a tzibur of a yeshiva, where it's mechayev, where it functions as an organism, was the same. It created the same change in Klal Yisrael as the difference between yechidim and a klal. All of the bekaimis that were yechidim disappeared, disintegrated. Nothing was left of those yechidim. Those yechidim, yes, there's always a yachid, but the yechidim, the vast majority of them were eva medultal and didn't live. The tzibur as a whole, places that were tzibur, that people stuck to a certain sense of authority, a certain sense of merais of a tzibur, zmanim, limudim, tsura, hisnagus, all those inyanim, those stayed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. It has nothing to do with being better, worse, whatever. If I can honestly say, if I walk into a room with 1,000 people, let's say I can honestly say, I know more than all of them together, and I'm more zohir than all of them together, and I go off on myself, the tzibur will survive, and I will not. And they're asking myself, well, how could all the lunders in the world won't explain why this kidney is so much healthier than the rest of the goof, but take the kidney out, it's dead, because it doesn't live on its own. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that metzias. It's the hashpah works through a klal to yachid. Rav Chaim Shlavitz used to say it a lot. He had many chazal that he would use. Lechem Abir Mochal Ish was a very famous chazal he would use. And this was coming from somebody himself who was a yachid. He was somebody who... his hanhagas in yeshiva were unique, phenomenal hasmadas and so on and so forth. But in mitzad, what he felt was appropriate for anybody, and he preached about this many times, was that anyone, the minute you leave, mentally and emotionally, you leave the sense that you belong to a bigot tzibur, you are done. It says, yes, Yeshua was able to get a special man, but it required a schus like a malach. Even though he was a Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his point. It says, Lechem Abir Ochlesh Yeshua, that even though he wasn't part of the tzibur, but he got deliveries every day of man. So what do you mean he wasn't part of the tzibur? He was a Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't be better than that. The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was not the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was his own world. And therefore, you needed extraordinary schus for it. It's something, you know, the Mea Sfira is a tkufa of Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, there were no Kovod Zelazer. So people keep looking again at the small picture, that the Avera was that I melted the guy, I made the person feel bad. I told the person, you don't know what you're talking about, you're an idiot, you're kaldas, whatever it is, I told the person. So everybody talks, everybody understands it in the microscopic view of, you know, each one, what did he do to the other one? That's a very, very small-minded understanding of it. The real understanding of it is they destroyed, there was a huge yeshiva, Rebbe Akiva had a yeshiva. And there was a tzur of a klal that was extraordinary. There was shechina shruya b'neim in a way that couldn't have been emulated. The minute it broke into 24,000 yechidim, everything was lost. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give any hashpah to yechidim. Do they get a schar? Yes. Even dogs got schar. That's not a chiddush. We confuse a schar in olam haba with a b'china of to a musig of a living hashpah coming down below Mala. The parasha Mitzayra is a parasha where to misbinding that the yisoid the sheirish of Klal Yisrael is a klal, and the klal includes two fundamental elements. One element is that you getting hashpah from somebody above you, which includes the attitude towards zkenim, that vinit vi we follow along with whatever the Zikne Eda say, and two, the mutual achrayas. So even though for me, Lamashal, this Seder works out better, that works out better, the other thing works out better, but I'm part of a klal, and I need to think 3, 4, 5 times about how the mutual relationship gets affected. There's a fascinating, there's a Lashon in Pirkei Rabbi Loza. It says, it's in Pirkei Zion. It says that, you know, they had different, they had a Sharim in the Beis HaMikdash. When people would come, they would figure out what they're there for. And there was, and they would discern whether it was Nicham Avelim or Yom Menuda. And if they saw somebody that was a Menuda, they would say to him, Hashaychem Bebayah Seyin Achemcha, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring you comfort in a difficult situation. There's a certain need to empathize with someone who's nidui. V'yitein belipcha shetishma lechaveirecha v'yikarvucha. And he should give it to your heart that you should listen to others and they should bring you back in again. The chshivas of having of being the mutual relationship is that you should listen to others and they should bring you closer. So when we talk about Avos Yisrael and all these inyanim, we're not talking about chesed projects. Chesed projects are easier relatively. You see somebody who's hungry and suffering, people really, really do tremendous things. But the idea that I need to work with others and I need to be able to somehow be listen to others and sort of arrange myself in a context of others, that's a much bigger sign, especially for somebody faket, for somebody who's a baliyah and wants to do right and good and better and so on. It is an Israel, but that is Klal Yisrael, and you know, together with the empathy, the person that you know he's suffering so much, it's extraordinarily unpleasant to be chutz lamachnetz, it's close to Misa. We also tell him the tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn your heart. You should be able to listen to others. You should be able to accommodate the others, and be able to. And b'meila, they should be mekayem of you and bring you back into the klal. Yeah.